You're listening to Play It Again, Swig. I'm Jocelyn Swigger, and I'm trying to learn all the Chopin etudes. I'm also trying to balance hanging out with my toddler, teaching full-time, and life's other distractions. This is my audio diary of that process. Well, it's August 29th, and I don't know how this is going to work, because I've got Ben with me, so this is going to be an experimental podcast. It might be a total disaster. That's him playing right now. We'll just see how it goes. So it was the first day of school, which is really exciting. It's nice to be teaching again. I love getting to use my brain that way, and I love my students, and it's just cool to be back in that world. So I'm pretty excited about that. I'm also fully aware that I'm never going to be able to concentrate again, because while I do love my students and love teaching them and thinking about them, they end up taking up a lot of space in my head. And yeah, boy, if I thought I couldn't concentrate before, I know it's about to get worse. So I'm sort of gearing up for that. Let me start with 25 number 2, which is feeling better. I'm kind of obsessed with it, as you probably have noticed. The 2 against 3 is feeling better. It's feeling more ingrained, which is really nice. I've also been doing a better job of remembering to go to that stupid D flat where it switches, where it goes here to here. By the simple expedient of actually practicing this as a physical distance. So I'm actually plugging in a little bit of muscle memory there, and that seems to be helping. I'm still not totally crazy about the way I play the last page, so I just haven't quite worked that out yet. But let me play this for you, and we'll just see how it goes. And there may be some Ben extra notes in there. We'll see. Okay, so that definitely had some distractions going on. He's kind of crawling around me, and I don't know if you heard him squealing. But, you know, just giving you an accurate picture of my life here. Anyway, so I'm feeling sort of like that's getting somewhere, and I'm really enjoying playing it. It's very fun to play. 25 number 3, I haven't been practicing very much, and I think it's because it feels sort of too uncomplicatedly happy for right now. I think one of the things that I'm loving so much about the F minor, you know, this one, is that it does have this feeling of unease and unrest, and I'm really digging that. And this one is actually right after it, so we come. And then the sun kind of comes out. Except I haven't just, let me try that again. There it is. Yeah, I need to practice this. I've always loved this one. Just listening to it has always been one of my favorites. And for some reason, every day when I go to play it, I play through it once and then I go, I don't feel like working on it. And I move on to the next thing I'm going to show you, which is, of course, 25 number 11. I'm actually going to play through this for you. It's not going to be pretty. I'm warning you. It's going to be definitely under tempo. But at least it's starting to feel like it makes some sense as a whole. So let me play this for you. It's we'll call it a crash through, and who knows what Ben's going to contribute to the process. But let me try playing this for you. That's Ben. That's a little extra dissonance there. Excuse me, Ben. Thank you. Okay, so I can't blame Ben on for all of the mishaps that occurred there, but you know, I can blame him for some of them. So you can hear that that's a total mess, whether there's a small boy hammering out an extra bass line there or not. There's actually a lot of details in this that are driving me a little bit crazy. Let me point out one that I just totally got wrong. This is like five bars from the end or so. So the bass line, this is this thing, cool thing. Listen to the bass line, the very bottom note. Listen to the very bottom note. Of course, I did it totally wrong. So just by the left hand by itself, it's... And then this chromatic thing. So that's actually really easy to forget to do. That's Ben. So that's what's about. There's a lot of places where there's just one or two notes that are different, which of course changes how the whole thing feels. So like, you know, the first time you do this... And then this is the same, this is all fine. But then when we come back, so here we have this. And then instead of having the next octave down be the same, right? Instead it's, so, you know, basically the difference is between this and this. So we have this C instead of a B flat, which you're saying is really arcane and esoteric, and how do you expect me to hear that? And that's exactly my point. There's another one here. Notice the F. There it is. F. F. Okay, now we go exactly the same, but it's an E. 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 So there's all these little tiny details, and I'm trying really, really hard to learn this piece right the first time through so I don't have to go back and relearn little details. That means that I'm not quite speeding it up as fast as I might ordinarily like to. You know, I sort of tend to rush into things, and I'm trying to be really detailed about this. So I think I know about all of the places where there are little teeny notes that change. There are just a million little details in this thing, and I'm just trying to be clear with them. Okay, so while I was in the process of figuring out all my little details, I started thinking about sort of an improv thing that I want to do for you. So I was practicing this measure. This is, oh, I don't have, in this score, I don't have number measures, but it's this. Okay, so I was practicing that lick, specifically going from here to there, or even more specifically, here. And I started thinking about this in the context of Steve Reich, because, you know, this week was Hurricane Irene, which I didn't actually get hit by. We were actually up in Rochester for the weekend, so we just got a little bit of rain. But I was thinking a lot about my friends in New York and in Boston and the East Coast, and just kind of worried about how things were going to be. And I was thinking so much about the Steve Reich piece, It's Gonna Rain, which, if you don't know, you should go to his MySpace page right now and listen to it. But basically, he recorded a preacher saying, It's Gonna Rain. It's part of a whole speech, and you hear the beginning, you hear the speech at the beginning, and then you hear that it's going to rain. And he just repeats that and loops it. And it's one of his first phasing pieces. Anyway, he eventually also did phasing pieces at the piano. There's a piece called Piano Phase that's really famous and wonderful. Anyway, I was just sort of thinking about minimalist process and about how the process is transparent. So I'm going to play you, this is kind of improvised, but I think you're going to hear pretty clearly where this is coming from. And this came out of a practice session when I was trying to get from this with that little rotation here to here. Okay, so I was practicing this and I started playing around with it. And so it sounded something like this, and I'm not sure how this is going to go, but this is going to try this. Also, we're going to have Ben playing a little bit along, I think, unless he gets interested in something else. So we'll just see how it goes. Thank you. Okay, so my rhythm got off at the very end because I had to take something out of Ben's mouth. But I think you can hear sort of what was going on there. What I was trying when I was moving around in the bass note, I was trying to move the downbeat around, and I stayed on a couple of the notes longer because I couldn't quite make them feel like the downbeat. So that's why I stayed longer on those. So anyway, that was kind of fun to play around with, and sure sounds different from Chopin. Anyway, that is what I've got for you this week. This was actually much more successful than I thought it would be. Thank you, Ben. You were a total star. Would you like to make a little comment? You want to come here and tell people what you think? You can play a little bit too. Yeah, he's just smiling. Yeah? Oh, we don't play piano with our feet, darling. No, not with your feet. So that's it. I'd love it if you want to get in touch. Glowing reviews on iTunes are always much appreciated, and you can follow me on Twitter at Jocelyn Swigger, or you can post questions or comments and get more information at playitagainstswig.com. Thanks so much for being my practice buddy.